There by the duo Aro, Me Haro. Does anyone get the what how te kupu mo te goosebumps? Kare te paku mo te kupu mo te ra. Apo ko te ra te waiata Aroa no te ra ropu ara ko ngā kaubaiata mo te ra ropu ko Charles Dawa ko Emily Looker, and we've got them on the line with them at the moment. Tēnā kōrua.
Tēnā koe hoa.
Kia ora.
Che. Hey, I did boast a little bit and I said, me and Charles go way back. We did da 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 da. So, you know what? Of course, I'm going to talk to you like a friend. But hey, and I'll do the same for your mates as well, because that's how we roll. Tēnā kōrua. No mai hara mai ki tēnei hōtaka ara ko mana taua. I'm excited to have a kōrero with you both, just in general, but of course about this waiata. But before we touch on the waiata itself, I do want to talk to you both a little bit about your duo and what you fellas have been up to lately outside of this waiata.
Oh, kia ora, far out. Don't know where to start, really.
Yeah.
It's been pretty up and down.
Yeah, it's been busy. We released Know How, which is the English version of the waiata Aroa that you just played. That one came out about 2 weeks ago, and then Aroa was released last Friday. But recently we received some funding from Creative New Zealand for our album, which is coming out next year, that we're currently in the writing process of. So that's keeping us really busy at the moment. Yeah.
Heaps of waiata. And we'll be, we actually have the massive privilege of working alongside Lawton Cora of the, of Cora.
Who's that? And, I don't know that song. What are you talking about? That's me.
Yeah. And you know, Tiki Tane will be contributing as well. There's been some mean honunga since just sitting together, really. Te ahua whakawhanaungatanga. And then this opportunity came up to work alongside our, you know, kind of like, really, they're like mātanga and te ao pūro here in Aotearoa. So, it's beautiful.
Yeah, and then we're also, this Matariki, we're back on the road again for another nationwide tour. This time it's with Arts on Tour, so it's pretty cool, actually. You get put on a menu and people are different, like places around the country, get to choose who they want to come through, and then you get a tour fully booked. All the sides of it are kind of covered, from publicity to accommodation and travel. And as artists, you kind of just get to show up to these cool-ass venues in different places in Aotearoa and bring our performance. So we've got about 20 shows around the Motu this July, which we're really looking forward to as well.
Yeah, looking forward to is a good way to say it.
Busy, that's all I heard. Very busy. Pu'uku mahi kōrua. Miharua, hey, it sounds like it's been a fun time. Of course, there'll be ups and lovely downs and all of that that come into play with being a duo and also a married couple as well. How do you balance that?
We don't know, if we're being honest. Whānau, how did they do it? We don't know. Mā te whakapono me ke. Oh, shucks, almost sound like a swear word. It wasn't a swear word. Mā te whakapono. Nō te hāhi kaitiana māua. And so I think that has a lot to do with our upbringing, has a lot to do with how we navigate the waters. You know, kia tokatū moana, kia tutuki I te aroha. And so that's, there's no answer, whānau, if I'm being honest. You just work it out with love.
Yeah. No, it's cool. It is. I love the journey. As busy as it is, it's fun getting to do it all together, especially having a little two-year-old in the mix.
That's right. Yeah. Forgot about that element.
No, that's pretty fun. She's wild.
Hey, miharo, and big props to you both. I'm sure lots of listeners would either be jealous or be like, Cool. Cool. Good on you. Hey, let's have a kōrero about Aroa. Like you said, you released the English version of this waiata 2 weeks ago. But if you want to, we can talk about that, the kaupapa itself. We'll start there. Talk to us about Aroa and how you came to make this particular waiata in te reo.
Aye, well, the Noha one we released first, and that one, we actually wrote that waiata last year down in Tairua, where we go on holiday sometimes, and it was one of those days where you couldn't, it was completely white outside, like it was a white, hazy day, and you couldn't even see the horizon or the water or anything, none of the maunga. And so that kind of personified, I guess, how I was feeling at the time. We just missed out on something that we were pretty excited about, and so had to kind of go back to the drawing board, and it kind of, it's a song about that, like how sometimes things don't go the way you thought they were going to go, and then I guess being a hopeful kind of, we're a hopeful kind of people.
Yeah.
Finding ways to revisit and come up with new ways of doing things, I guess, and blank canvas is one of the words in the waiata, in the English one.
Yeah. And when we were writing the song, that was just, you know, it was selfish in that we were just thinking about where we were. We are not long after that. Aotearoa whānui, especially I te Ika Māui, experienced all those floods. Yeah. And so this was actually a waiata that we were going to keep to ourselves until that happened and our whānau experienced some of the negative impact of that.
Mm.
And so we sought a way to release it in hopes that it would be an encouragement for others. We don't pretend to know what it's like, whānau, to lose our whare, but we definitely have, I think, something, aroha. We have aroha, and the song was shared publicly in aroha in hopes that it would encourage people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Carry on.
I was just going to say, in terms of how aroha came to be, Dame Hine Wehi Mohi reached out, who works with APRA, and she'd said that there was some funding to be able to translate one of our waiata and make it a waiata reo Māori, if we had anything. And this song, being one of the first ones we'd ever written in English, was a cool, we just thought, with all of that, the timing and stuff coming into play, we were like, hey, that'd be so cool to write another version of this waiata fully into te reo Māori as well. And so we actually got to work with Te Kuru Jews, who also just dropped a new waiata on Friday last week. But
by the way, if you're listening,
he translated this waiata, so it was the first one that Charles hasn't had to do, I guess, and it was a really cool process actually working with someone else and getting to hear their interpretation of it as a waiata reo Māori. Yeah.
I do want to talk about the, translating a waiata, because a lot of both of your waiata are bilingual, and there's lots of reo use, but like you said, yous have been doing that. But Charles, if you can, talk to us about that, the translating a waiata that's like this, and then hearing another person's take in kupu that they might use to articulate a waiata that yous put out.
Yeah, I think it was important for us and this part of our journey and te ao pūro, I guess, and you know, tā māua haringa I te tito waiata, is the, I had my ideas were pretty much still rooted in the Pākehā lyrics, and so therefore kia hau nei, kind of a Pākehā perspective. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how to shape that to be able to translate it properly. I knew it was going to take some work, and so that's why we explored other options, and we've worked with Te Kuru in the past on previous projects just to check my reo, kia tika, you know, kia kaunga, te reo. But this was the first time going outside, and I think it was absolutely necessary, because I didn't want to force te reo Māori into the English words. I wanted it to transform into the Māori words.
Mm.
And so I think Te Kuru helped us achieve that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haha, wetahi rerenga pai ki a koe, you know, for both of you, when it was translated, is there any rerenga or kupu that you saw that emphasised what you were actually trying to say potentially? Is there a particular word or rerenga in your waiata that you can think of?
I think with the kaupapa that Emily started with in terms of where the song was inspired, te tiro ihora, like can't even see, can't even dance. It reminds me of the, yeah, anyway, that's a different video. But yeah, can't even see. And I think that whole, I think that's a relatable feeling and people, especially with the current, you know, everything that's going on currently, can't see what the next phase might be, or it's a little bit grey. Yeah, and I think that one for me hits it, especially in the final chorus.
Aye.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What about you, Emily? Was there anything in there when you heard it in Te Reo Māori that emphasised that feeling that you had when you first thought about this waiata?
For this song, I don't know. I'm thinking about. It just reminds me of, because I've got another waiata coming out this Friday, which Pere Wehonge translated. It was one of my solo project ones, but I just wanted to talk about it because it got me thinking about it, this conversation. But the way that different like metaphors and different things can be said in Te Reo with few words, that are just so like, there's one line, sitting on the edge of the mat is my English words, and then
I Te Reo Māori.
Yeah, I Te Reo Māori. It's the come. It's like coming to the battle. What is the? Just blanked on it.
Oh no!
It translates to the like standing on the front line of a battle, and that's captured in that line. And I was like, oh, that's exactly what the feeling is. But it was just so beautiful the way that it can be translated. But yeah
into a Māori perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
Not just Māori kupu. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, yeah.
So sorry, you've just mentioned that, and so now I want to talk about that waiata. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Are you allowed to plug it yet?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, my mind just jumped there when you guys were talking about that.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah, so I've got a waiata called Warenoa coming out on Friday, which is by Emily Rice, my solo project. And it is called Careless, the English version of it, which came out on my last EP a year or so ago. And anyway, so I got some funding to translate it into a waiata reo Māori with the waiata anthems kaupapa, and to work with Pere Wehonge to make this version. But it was just beautiful, like after Pere had gone through and come up with their translation of it, we had a wānanga together and they talked through all the lines, and it was just, yeah, it was just so beautiful. There were just some parts where I was like, man, it just becomes a whole nother song almost, like same idea, but just new ways to kind of describe things. Ururoa tia te koke, you know, like that. I can't remember what the English version of that line is now, but yeah, ways to kind of tell a whole metaphor about, you know, facing things head on like a shark would. Yeah, I don't know, it's beautiful. So there's a music video coming out with that waiata as well this Friday.
Yeah. Exciting. Yeah. Congratulations. That's massive for obviously you, Emily, individually for that waiata, but of course whether you do it as aroa, I'm pretty sure, or your solo thing, as a husband, I'm pretty sure he has to support you other way. And both of them, I'm pretty sure he's proud of that kaupapa. So miharo, tēnā koe e whā. For both of you, what's I've been asking this question because a waiata anthem sometimes confuses me, because I don't know when it talks about waiata anthems, when it first started, it shifted a little bit, and we got a waiata like your fella's waiata or some other waiata that we may, a lot of people might not have, or many people have heard, but some people aren't too familiar with the group, which has exposed us all to just unreal amounts of reo Māori music and New Zealand artists that we probably never thought of. But what does being a part of this waiata anthem kaupapa mean to you both?
Well, I think it's exciting just how much support there is now for getting, you know, for funding and for getting more waiata reo Māori onto the radio stations. You know, there's so much more playing on the radio these days compared to what, even a couple of years ago, I guess, just because of the emphasis and importance put on making sure that the native language of Aotearoa is heard everywhere.
Yeah. It's the normalisation. I think that's that's the beautiful part about something like this, and how accessible. And I say that carefully. Whanau, for those who are listening, you may have heard us like riff off. We got funding for this. We got funding for that. We got funding. This took us years, whanau. Like it didn't happen overnight. So I just want to, if there's any belief out there, like or anyone who's serious about their waiata, it is available. But you know, me whakaharato, me rangahau hoki. Gotta put in the practice and do the research as well. And we're available on Facebook if you want to know more about how we actually got there. Like I want to make, we want, especially Te Iwi Māori and who are writing in Te Reo Māori, we want you to be able to access this.
Yeah.
And being a part of it ourselves means that we have some kind of first-hand experience, at least, of what that looked like for us. It took a few years to get to this point, but ke kone māua I nāianei, and we're happy to share how we got there if anybody's interested in how to get involved or how to become a part of the Waiata Anthems projects. Yeah.
I appreciate you saying that, Charles, because I guess I didn't necessarily hear it, but then when I thought back and you did mention that, and I've heard from other people interviewing as well, they got funding from this, and I guess the assumption is that, oh, you fellas just randomly, but I think I've known you for a good 15 or whatever, 10 years or whatever, and I've seen you punch and I've seen you both do really some hard yards, and I think that's right across the board. Engari, e ai ki tō kōrero, tētai te kite, well, here's also an example of what happens if you did, you know, me koke pai koe, or koke ururoa pea, kawe, you know, all of those kind of kōrero and stuff like that. So I really appreciate you saying that, because a lot of listeners probably don't, well, tētai te mōhio te ara mō ia tangata o ia roku. So miharo. Well, tēnā kōrua, I could probably talk to you both all day, but... ko te manako me whai tātou I tētahi wā ki te kōrero ki a kōrero I tēnā pē a tētahi atu wā, and there's no doubt he's going to keep putting out music. But yes, congratulations, and mīharo, we're going to keep jamming your fellas waiata until I'm out of here. Ka pai kōrua, tēnā kōrua, kia pai tō ahiahi.
Hey, tēnā koe hua.
Tēnā koe.
That's Charles and Emily Looker there, the duo called Aro. They had a kōrero about their waiata Aroa, which is a translation of their waiata that they released a couple weeks ago called Know How.